Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. New York kids have been back for only a couple of weeks, but already we've got a change, testing every week instead of every other, among other changes. And newsman Darius Ratius begins with word that the changes come at the urging of the teachers' union.
Testing of city school students are ramping up, but if one tests positive, unvaccinated kids who had close contact may not have to quarantine.
The unvaccinated students in the classroom will not have to quarantine if they are masked and 3 feet distanced.
Mayor de Blasio says he's making these changes following CDC guidelines, but this also comes after the United Federation of Teachers Union demanded that students be tested more than every other week.
We've been looking at these two issues over the last few weeks. We looked at it in light of the data from the first week of school. We decided to make both of these changes simultaneously.
The new policy goes into effect next Monday. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Wins News.
And that's the same day a vaccine mandate for teachers and other school staff is set to begin as well. News out of Pfizer, their vaccine has proven effective for use with kids 5 through 11. They're petitioning the FDA for emergency use authorization now. 1010 Wins took to the streets to get parents' reaction to the news. Here's Samantha Liebman.
Alberto, whose son is 9, thrilled to hear the news about a vaccine for children 5 to 11 and eager for the approval.
When it's readily available for him, yes.
Right away.
Correct.
Parents outside PS 163 say they just want life to go back to normal for their children and for themselves. Parents and caregivers lamenting the line into school because of COVID. Daphne waiting with her 10-year-old granddaughter.
Well, that's good news. I'm fine with it. I'm not happy with the schools opening yet until it's all cleared with the new, Delta variant. But what you going to do?
Others say they'll get their children vaccinated, but not right away, waiting for more real-world data than just Pfizer's own studies. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Wins on the Upper West Side.
Yeah, lots of moving parts here. In other news, kind of nice last year, wasn't it, for New Yorkers who enjoyed the peace and quiet of the UN General Assembly? It was virtual because of the pandemic. Well, not this year. President Biden and other world leaders are in town this week, and that means a whole lot of traffic. Greg's been talking about it in traffic there. Not only that, officials are also in on making sure this gathering doesn't turn into a super spreader. New York City is requesting that leaders, no matter who they are, get fully vaxxed before they show up. Mayor de Blasio thanking the head of the UN for helping with that.
I mentioned that we're going to be reaching the whole world with vaccinations. Well, I want to start by applauding Secretary General Guterres for leading the way by calling upon everyone who participates in the General Assembly to be vaccinated, putting strong protocols in place.
The UN says it'll operate on an honor system and trust those who say they're vaccinated against COVID. Well, just in case, the mayor says we'll have a pop-up testing and vaccination site right outside the door. Wins family, can't you see them telling the German chancellor or the French prime minister, I'm sorry, sir, you'll need to go to the nearest CVS and get swabbed. Actually, it says here the president of Brazil, who's scheduled to speak first at the thing, says he won't be vaccinated. Oh, no. And he'll test the system. Jair Bolsonaro got the virus last year, says he doesn't need to be vaccinated because he naturally acquired antibodies. This is going to get real interesting, folks. And not to be outdone, in a bid to capture the attention of the world's youth and urge them to play a role in addressing the biggest challenges facing humanity, South Korean President Moon Jae-in has invited K-pop superstars BTS to join him at the UN.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.